The name of this song is The Seven Drunken Knights, but we're only allowed to sing five of them, so here goes.
Oh, as I went home on Monday night, as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door, where my old horse should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that horse outside the door? Where my old horse should be. Ah, you're drunk, you silly old fool. Still you cannot see. That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more. But a saddle on a sow sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Tuesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that coat behind the door, where my old coat should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a woolen blanket that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more. But buttons in a blanket sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Wednesday night, as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that pipe upon the chair, where my old pipe should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more. But tobacco in a tin whistle, sure I never saw before. And as I went home on Thursday night, as drunk could be, I saw two boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns them boots beneath the bed, where my old boots should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. They're two lovely geranium pots me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more. But laces in geranium pots I never saw before. And as I went home on Friday night, as drunk could be, I saw a head upon the bed, where my old head should be. Well, I called me wife and I said to her, will you kindly tell to me, who owns that head upon the bed, where my old head should be. Aye, you're drunk, you silly old fool, still you cannot see. That's a baby boy that me mother sent to me. Well, it's many a day I've travelled 100 miles or more. But a baby boy with his whiskers on sure I never saw before.
Town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August. Me mind been elevated. There were multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station, and me eyes began to dazzle. And they go to see the races. Timmy Whack, fal-de-do, fal-de-dinnery, idle day. There were passengers from Limerick and passengers from Nina, passengers from Dublin and sportsmen from Tipperary. There were passengers from Kerry and all quarters of the nation. And our member, Mr. Hardy, fought to join the Galway Blazers. Timmy Whack, fal-de-do, fal-de-dinnery, idle day. There were multitudes from Arran and members from New Keyshore, the boys of Connemara and the Clare, unmarried maidens.
People from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful, they brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. Timmywhack, fal-de-doo, fal-de-dillery, idle-day. And if there you see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, the lozenges and oranges, the lemonade and raisins, gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and the big crew bean for thrubbins to be sucking while you're able to me whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you'll see the gamblers, the thimbles and the garters, and the sporting wheel of fortune with the 4 and 20 quarters. There was others without scruple pelting what was at for Maggie, and our daddy well contented to be gawking at his daughter to me whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers and the trippin' and the daisies. There was others shooting cigars and lights and bills for all the races, with the colours of the jockey and the price and horses' ages. To me whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And it's there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted on so stately, the pink, the blue, the orange and green, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but wild inhospitality inducing Mr. Paisley. Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day. And Timmy whack, fall to do, fall to dinnery, idle day.
When first I came to London in the year of 39, the city looked so wonderful and the girls were so divine. But the coppers got suspicious and they soon gave me the knock. I was charged with being the owner of an old alarum clock. Oh, next morning down by Marlborough Street I caused no little stir. The IRA were busy and the telephones did bar. Said the judge, I'm going to charge you with the possession of this machine, and I'm also going to charge you with the wearing of the green. Now says I to him, your honour, if you'll give me half a chance, I'll show you how me small machine can make the peelers dance. It ticks away politely till you get an awful shock, and it ticks away the jelly-gand out of me old alarum clock. Said the judge, now listen here, my man, and I'll tell you of our plan. For you and all your countrymen, I do not give a damn. The only time you'll take is mine, 10 years in Dartmoor Dock. And you can count it by the ticking of your old alarum clock. Now this lonely Dartmoor city would put many in the jigs. The cell, it isn't pretty and it isn't very big. Should I long ago have left the place if I had only got a me couple of sticks of jelly gun out of me old alarum clock.
Thank you.
hush a vocal, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. And come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be, at the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word, take of the moon, at the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud walled cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a man, the heart was beating for the blessed morning light. Murmurs rang along the valley to the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune. And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
When I was 18 years of age, into the army I did engage. I left me home with a good intent, for to join the 42nd Regiment. While I was posted on guard one day, some soldiers' children came out to play. From the officers' quarters, my captain came, and he ordered me for to take their names. I took one name instead of three. On neglect of duty, they then charged me. I was confined to barracks with loss of pay, for doing my duty the opposite way. A loaded rifle I did prepare, for to shoot me captain on the barrack square. Well, it was my captain I am meant to kill, but I shot me colonel against me will. At Liverpool Assizes me trial I stood, and I held me courage as best I could. Then the old judge said, "Now, McCafferty, go prepare your soul for eternity." I had no father to take me part, no loving mother to break her heart. I had one friend, and a girl was she, who'd lay down her life for McCafferty. So come all you officers, take advice from me, and go treat your men with some decency. But it's only lies and a tyranny that have made a martyr of McCafferty.
Bye.
company. He stepped up to her bedroom window, leaning gently upon a stain. He whispers through her bedroom window, my darling dear, do you lie alone? I'm a rover, seldom sober. I'm a rover, hide and weep. It's when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She raised her head from her down soft pillow. We her arms around her breast. Says, why is that at my bedroom window, disturbing me at my long night's rest?
There was away and they put her into jail down by the river side.
I am a young fellow that's easy and bold in Castletown Connors. I'm very well known in Newcastle West. I spent many an oat with Kitty and Judy and Mary. Me parents rebuked me for being such a rake and for spending me time in such frolicsome ways. I ne'er could forget the good nature of Jane, a farm with Jude Marathoshe. My parents had reared me to shake and to mow, to plow and to harrow, to reap and to sow. Me heart been too airy to drop it too low. I set out on a high speculation. On paper and parchment they thought me to write, and in Euclid and grammar they opened my eyes. And in multiplication, in truth I was bright, yet a fog on which shewed Marathoshe. If you chance for to go to the town of Rathkeel, the girls all around me do flock on the square. Now some offer me apples and other sweet cake, and they treats me unknowns to their parents. There's one from Askeaton and one from the Pike, and another from Ard, and my heart has beguiled. Though being from the mountings, her stockings are white, and I'd love to be tightening our garters. Now to quarrel for riches I ne'er was inclined, for the greatest the misers they must leave all behind. But I'll purchase a cow that'll never run dry, and I'll milk her be twisting or harden. John Damer of Shronel had plenty of gold, and Lord Devonshire's treasures are 20 times more. But should they're laid on their backs amidst nettles and stones, yet a fogum would shoot Marathoshe. The old cow could be milked without clover or grass. She'd be pampered on barley, sweet corn and the hops. She'd be warm, she'd be stout, she'd be free in the paps, and she'd milk without spancel or halter. And the man that would drink, he'd eat cocky's carbine, and if anyone laughs, we'll have wigs on the green. And the feeble old hag, she'd get supple and free, and a fog on which she'd Marathoshe. Now there's some say I'm foolish, there's some say I'm wise, though being fond of the women I think is no crime. Sure, the son of King David, he had 10,000 wives, and his wisdom was highly regarded. I'll till a good garden and work at me ease, and each woman and child could partake of the same. If there'd be war in the cabin, themselves they could blame, yet a fog on which shewed Marathoshe. But now for the future, I think I'll get wise, and I'll marry all those women who acted so kind. Aye, I'd marry them all on the morrow by and by, if the clergy'd agree to the bargain. And then when I'd be old and me soul be at rest, all those children and wives, they could keen at me wake. Aye, they'd all gather round and they'd offer up prayers to the Lord for the soul of their father.
There was females and females of every hue up in the zoological garden. We went out there because of luck, to she to me, sure we'll court on the lock. Then I knew she was one of the rare old stock from outside the zoological garden. We went up there on our honeymoon, to she to me, if you don't come soon, I'll have to get in with the hairy baboon up in the zoological garden. To she to me, it's 7 o'clock, and time for me to be changing me frock, but I'd love to see the old cockatoo up in the zoological garden. Is she to me, me lovely Jack? Sure I'd love a ride on the elephant's back. If you don't get over that, I'll give you such a crack up in the zoological garden. All thunder and lightning is no lack when Dublin City is in the dark. So if you
handy money, go up to the park and view the zoological gardens.
This pretty fair maid come a traipsing along the highway. She wore eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and the gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, "Fat cess to the black velvet band." Far away from the land, far away from your friends and relatives.
played by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, a warning take by me. When you are out on the town, me lads, beware of the pretty colleens. They'll feed you with strong drink, me lads, till you are unable to stand. And the very first thing that you'll know is you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. Her neck, it was just like a swan. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, for paddy work's on the railway. 1842, from Hartlepool I moved to Crewe, and I found myself a job to do, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1843 I broke my shovel across my knee, and I went to work for the company on the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were raw with working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor paddy works on the railway. 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive, and Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1846, I changed my trade from carrying bricks, changed my trade from carrying bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1847, poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway.